This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
BFM 89.9. Okay, so now the Perikatan National Government has unveiled its maiden budget, Budget 2021, on Friday, touted as an expansionary budget in order to help all Malaysians weather the economic slump caused by the pandemic. And through it, the government now plans to spend about 322.5 billion ringgit. And by ministry, the top three largest budget allocations went towards the, drumroll please,
Education Ministry with 50.4 billion ringgit, Health Ministry with 31.9 billion ringgit, and the Finance Ministry with 18.7 billion ringgit. But for many who have been hard hit in this time, the main question has been, what kind of measures did the government announce that might ease the pain, both on an individual as well for businesses?
So to help us break it down, we've got on the line with us Sim Kwan Gek, tax leader of Deloitte in Malaysia. Kwan Gek, thanks for joining us. What were your key takeaways from the budget announcement?
Good morning, Chong. Good morning, Xiaoling. Budget 2021 is, as you can hear from the speech, is formulated based on three goals, right? Which is ensuring the rakyat's well-being, business continuity and economic resilience. So we are, if my key takeaways on rakyat's well-being, there's the higher amount for Bantuan Prihatin Rakyat, the extension of the wage subsidy, as but it's for certain sectors only. There's also the increase in tax reliefs. For businesses, I can see that the government is trying to put its chip on certain investments, targeted investments that is believed to generate high multiplier effects. For example, creating employment opportunities, creating spin-offs for other businesses along the supply chain. You also see large infrastructure projects that should give a boost for the construction sector. There's also some emphasis on digitalization as well. So I think overall, it's a balancing between managing the country's fiscal position, while at the same time, we are trying to protect the livelihood of the people and stimulate the economy.
But would you say these measures are comprehensive enough, or were there any areas which you particularly thought were fell short, actually?
Well, there's so much that you can do because we need to manage our fiscal deficit. As you can see, this year is projected to be about for 2021, it's projected to be about 5.4% of GDP. There were calls for some tax cuts, calls for group relief. Group relief is a measure for companies in a group to utilize the tax losses of the related companies. This has not been announced. We're not sure whether this will be in the finance bill or not, because it's not out yet. But there are also some good measures I see for individuals, especially on the tax reliefs. You can see the medical expenses for self, for your spouse and for your children. This has been increased by 2,000, right, from 6,000 to 8,000. It's good to know that this relief includes vaccination costs. And that includes the COVID-19 vaccine if it's available, but it's capped to 1,000. It's also good to know that medical checkup has been increased from 500 to 1,000 under this medical expenses relief. For parents, medical expenses for parents, this has been increased by another 3,000, from 5,000 to 8,000. Lifestyle relief, there's an additional 500 ringgit, but do take note, this 500 is limited to sports-related expenses only. Also, lifestyle relief now covers online subscription of newspaper, which is good as well. In terms of personal income tax cut, there's only 1% cut for those earning annual chargeable income between 50,001 ringgit to 70,000, and the tax savings is not a lot. It's only 200 ringgit. Not a lot, but something is better than nothing, I guess. In this one, there shouldn't be any significant loss of revenue to the government because, you know, the tax savings, you will surely spend it in the economy via consumption.
And Kwan Gek, what about stuff for property, for the property sector? What were your views on that?
for the property sector, there isn't much this time around. I think it's because there are already measures mentioned under Penjana. Okay, under Penjana, you see that the home ownership campaign has been revived, right? And there's also the RPGT exemption on disposal up to 3 residential properties. So this time around, budget 2021, there's only the stamp duty exemption for first-time home buyers for properties up to 500,000. Previously, it was up to 300,000, and this has been extended to 31st December 2025. And the other one is to revive the abandoned housing project. So previously, there was a tax stamp duty exemption for the contractor, for the developer, as well as the original house purchaser. This has been extended for another 5 years.
And if we pivot to businesses, right, what goodies were there to help them overcome the COVID downturn from budget 2021?
Okay, for businesses, I think this time around, there isn't any tax cuts like what people wanted or any specific tax deductions to help businesses that are affected by COVID. You can see the focus in the budget 2021 this time around is on grants and financial assistance. I think the government chose the latter because it's more effective, it's more targeted. By giving tax cuts, it may not be of use in 2021 because if businesses are still suffering, they may not be looking at profits in 2021. So you can see that the focus is more on giving financial assistance, as you can see on the extension of the wage subsidy program for another 3 months. But it's just in the speech, it says that it's applicable to specific sectors like the tourism and the retail sector, whether it's going to cover more affected sectors like the entertainment, the airline industry, and so on. It's not sure. We're not sure at this moment in time. As well as this enhanced target repayment assistance, which replaces the automatic loan moratorium, right? So this, again, is very, very targeted. It's for the B40 groups and micro enterprises. You get to defer your installment by another 3 months or you choose the 50% reduction in your monthly installment for 6 months. So micro enterprises here, if you look at the SME Corp definition, it's for companies having turnover less than 300,000 or less than 5 employees. So very limited. So we hope that this enhanced targeted repayment systems can cover more businesses like the SMEs. There's also the SME digitalization grant, another 150 million given to assist SMEs to digitalize their business, and also a whole list of financing assistance for SMEs.
Okay, on the income side, Kwan Kek, nothing seems significant in terms of expanding the tax base. Do you expect further announcements later in the finance bill, maybe, for example, with an expansion of the sales and service tax?
Yeah, you hear this time around, there's no mention about expansion of the tax base. There's only the tourism tax, right, that has been now expanded to online platform operators. If you look at the 2021 fiscal outlook report, how much tourism tax is going to give you? It's about 120 million. 120 million over the total tax revenue for 2021 is less than 1%. So certainly that's not going to fund the expansionary budget that we're going to have. Looking at indirect tax collection, you see that the government is projecting about 4.3 billion increase. And out of this, service tax collection is expected to go up by 262 million and sales tax collection to be increased by 3.1 billion. So with these increases, it's quite possible that the list of taxable goods and services may be expanded. And I do think that there will be more tax audits coming in 2021 to catch those taxpayers that are not in compliance with the law.
And very quickly, right, what new incentives have been given in order to help spur investments and actually encourage relocation of operations?
So I think the new the incentive this time around is very much focused on technology-related investments, those that gives you high multiplier effects. What caught my eye would be the new incentive, which is the Global Trading Center. It gives you 10% tax concessionary rate, 10% for 5 years, and renewable for another 5 years. And this is quite similar to the Singapore incentive, which is called the Global Trader Program. Singapore gives a 5% or 10% for 3 or 5 years. So I think GTC, Global Trading Center, is slightly more attractive. The other one is to, when you say just now, Xiaoning, the relocating investments into Malaysia, right? Under the Penjana, there was the incentive to encourage manufacturing companies to relocate their operations to Malaysia. This time around, it's expanded to include the service sectors, only selected service sectors, those that are involved in technology-related investments like Industry 4.0, cloud computing, R&D, and so on. So in this kind of investments, you get up to 10 years tax holiday. So that's very attractive as well. There's also the manufacturing of pharmaceutical products, including vaccines. You get a up to 10% tax rate or even 0% for the first 10 years. And then after the next 10 years, it's just 10% flat. So that's very, very good as well, I think.
Okay, thanks so much for your time. That was Sim Kwan Gek, tax leader of Deloitte in Malaysia. Lots of details there, but I think, Xiaoning, you'll be getting even further into the budget 2021 when you conduct the breakfast grill with Tai Lai Kok of KPMG and Trisha Yeo of Ideas, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.